Immigration officials confiscated passports from the opposition party's Morgan Tsvangirai, party secretary-general Tendai Biti, and legislator Eliphas Mukonoweshwore at Harare International Airport. However, Movement for Democratic Change official Ngobizita Mlilo said the passports were returned to the three men after a brief delay. They were due to travel to South Africa for last-minute negotiations Friday ahead of the summit of the Southern African Development Community, which Tsvangirai was scheduled to address on Saturday. The main topic of the meeting was expected to be the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Tsvangirai won the first round of Zimbabwe's presidential election in March, but not by a clear majority. He pulled out of a June runoff, citing a campaign of violence against his supporters. In parliamentary elections, his party took 100 seats, and the ruling ZANU-PF, 99 seats. Biti is the senior MDC negotiator at the talks between the opposition and ZANU-PF. The talks are being negotiated by SADC-appointed mediator President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa. Biti, at the time of the passport confiscation, said he believed this latest development is a message from Mr. Mugabe that he is not interested in a negotiated settlement.
I think they're trying to send a clear and unambiguous and unequivocal message to President Mbeki, to SADC, to the African Union, to the United Nations and to everyone else that, look, you people, you are forcing us to dialogue with the MTC, but we are not interested. We are thugs, we are hooligans, we are fascists, and therefore stop, leave us alone. We obtained a mandate on the 27th of June, and that's it. So don't bother us.
BT has little faith that SADC will be able to bring about a successful outcome to the negotiations.
And I think, as usual, you will see a paralyzed SADC that will be a victim of his own inaction and own capacity to understand the extent of the madness, the fascism that they're dealing with. So it's almost history replaying itself over and over again.
The talks between Tsvangirai, Mugabe, and smaller MDC faction leader Arthur Mutambara stalled on Tuesday night. These talks followed 2 weeks of negotiations between the three party representatives in South Africa. The talks are in response to a memorandum of understanding signed by the three leaders on July 21, which had a mandate to negotiate a power-sharing agreement between MDC and ZANU-PF. The details of what has been negotiated and agreed to have been kept secret. But Thursday, the state-controlled Herald newspaper published a front-page story claiming Tendai Biti has signed off on a number of issues, which the newspaper said were reintroduced by Tsvangirai during negotiations between him and Mr. Mugabe in Harare. Earlier this week, officials within Mr. Mugabe's party told news agencies and the Herald that Mr. Mugabe had cut a separate deal with the smaller opposition faction that controls enough votes in parliament to potentially swing the majority his way. Arthur Mutambara, the faction leader with whom Mr. Mugabe had reportedly signed the deal, denied any such arrangement on Wednesday. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.